tasked with developing a sustainability initiative. I was joking with some of our members that I'm like, oh, I don't eat vegetables. What's happening? I'm going to do what? Okay, I can do that. And it really has grown. Hopefully some of you have had the opportunity to participate. It's called Growing a Better Future, and it really focuses on four areas that are really impactful. Cleanups, nobody likes a dirty, you know, community, but community gardens, really supporting our pollinators and our community gardens, and this is the biggest kind of version of our community gardens. So I'm going to let Jim do the honors of explaining exactly what we're doing here and why this is so important, how significant, and how it differs from we have two beds at a school kind of projects that we're doing.
Yes,
so this is a fantastic opportunity. We're super excited. There's lots to do today. If you have questions, Jim's going to be the guy to answer those questions. He's the expert here. So I'm going to have him tell you a little bit about what we're doing today and why it is so important. And if you guys have questions, please feel free to ask. But Jim, please take it away.
Thank you so much, Talia. Wow, this is so exciting. I mean, I've had tears in my eyes a couple times as we imagine what the consequences of this type of change, transformation to our society will be. It will literally be a change from what we currently see, which is a lot of disease and disease, to health and wellness and abundance. And that might sound like a big statement, but when we transform 50% of our 44 million acres of lawn, the lawn takes more pesticides, more chemicals, more human resources than any other crop, and yet it does not provide food. Now, I don't hate lawns. Lawns are functional to some degree, but when we work the edges of our property and we start growing food, we can literally transform. We can create habitat for the pollinators. And here at the school, this is what's so exciting to me, is teaching our kids about self-reliance, teaching our kids what it means to be able to produce their own food, and not just any food, but really healthy food. When we pick food that's vine ripened, it's tastier and it's more nutrient dense. Everybody wins in this scenario. So I'm so thankful to Patty, the founder of the school. This is an incredible school, Creative Inspiration Journey School here in St. Cloud, Florida. And from here, we are going to demonstrate to the world what every kid would love to learn. When kids go outside and they pick fruit off of a fruit tree that they help to grow, it tastes better. And if anybody here has ever gardened, we know that the food that comes out of our own garden is the best tasting food there is. So I want to thank foresters. We intend for this to be create ripples that go around the world and to inspire more and more people to do the same thing. So thank you all for volunteering today. Let's grow some food.
Woo-hoo.
All right.
Frank, good evening.